Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you the USDA report for this week. Well, first thing I'd like to do today is to introduce Monica Robinson to our staff here in Audubon. Monica has been with FSA for several years and recently been located in the Cass County FSA office and has recently transferred up here. So sometime when you're into our office to conduct some of your business, well, be sure to say hi to Monica. The ARC PLC program is underway for the enrollment for the 2014 and 2015 years. It's time to do this sign-up for these crop programs here at the Farm Service Agency, and farmers should not be waiting until the last minute to get this done. You as producers have done a lot of work to this date, updating your yields on the farms and electing which program option you wanted your farms to be eligible to participate in for the years 2014 through 18 crop years. And now is the time to do that final step or the official enrollment for 2014 and 15 years. The deadline for this enrollment is September 15th of 2015. So even though you do have almost a couple of months yet, let's not wait to get it done. Producers planning on signing up for either of these programs should be contacting your FSA offices to set up an appointment to complete their enrollment, and we encourage all producers to get started on this and not wait until the last minute, as the appointments will be of great help not only to maximizing your time, but also the FSA time. Here in Audubon, that number to contact to set an appointment is 712-563-4261, extension 2. If you need further information on our USDA programs, you can visit the website at www.usda.gov/farmbill. For those of you who have CRP or conservation reserve acres, we have passed the primary nesting season now, and managed haying and grazing is available if you need some additional pasture or acres to make some hay off of. These acres would be a 25% payment reduction in your annual rental rate for the acres that you actually hay or graze, and can be paid up front or can be deducted from your annual payment. But before you do that, you need to be sure that you contact your FSA office and sign up for it and get the approval. You'll need to identify where on your CRP acres you intend to do that managed haying and grazing. I would also now like to make comment. I introduced the program with Monica Robinson being employed here now at the Audubon FSA office. Well, consequently, that created a vacancy in the Cass County office. So the Cass County Farm Service Agency, located there in Atlantic, is accepting applications to fill that permanent program technician position. The individual selected will be responsible for carrying out general office activities and technical functions pertaining to all of our FSA programs, and the applicant should possess excellent human relations skills as well as strong clerical and computer skills, and a general knowledge of ag practices would be very beneficial. The full vacancy announcement with the mandatory application requirements can be obtained online at www.usajobs.gov. That's www.usajobs.gov. The vacancy announcement number is capital I, capital A, dash 2015, dash 0023. That's capital IA, dash 2015, dash 0023. Questions regarding this position can be directed to Max Dirks at 712-243-1377, extension 2. And the final date to apply is this Friday, August 7th, 2015, by 10 o'clock p.m. Central Daylight Time. So if you're interested in the position with Farm Service Agency, Be sure to contact the Cass County FSA office and get that number if you missed it. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with USDA. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week.